Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And welcome back in, everybody. Jacob Albrecht, Paul Savage, joining you here on Sports Daily as we kick off hour number two with a little football talk. Can't do that, but Paul and I, in, especially when it comes to college football and the NIL, we're both fascinated by it. I think there are a lot of Paul Bunyan-like tales out there, Paul, when you hear about some of this stuff. There's, you know, first you hear a report of, you know, a Miami booster paying a kid $9.5 million to come play there. Both sides have now come out and said that's wildly inaccurate, that is not that, that nothing like that has happened. You know, I don't know, Paul, where to land on some of this stuff. I mean, we've talked about it. The numbers can be whatever the numbers are. At some point, there's not a big enough return on investment for some of these, you know, NIL folks to go $9.5 million on an unproven college player, right?
I think so.
So you get a report that it's that big. You get conflicting reports from both sides that, whoa, 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 like nothing like that has happened. We're not, you know, we haven't even made an NIL deal yet with Miami. So what do you think when you hear all this stuff? Where do you fall? I mean, some of these numbers we hear are just insane. Do you think that they're actually getting that big, or do you think there's some tall tales here as people want to inflate things up a little bit?
I think that's a very, very good point, particularly when you start talking about this kid and the University of Miami, and they're paying him this 9-point-whatever million it is. I think, as they say, as Shakespeare said, the lady doth protest too much. And when you get all the denials and the protests that he's not making that much money, and that I'm not going to, if you don't interview me and let me tell you, then don't believe anything you hear. You know, it makes me go, there's got to be more to this than meets the eye. I don't know. It may not be that 9.5 million or whatever it was. It might be 9.1. So maybe the number's right. Maybe the number's wrong. Maybe it's not guaranteed. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's a lot of money, because the guy who is basically paying that money or guaranteeing that money is not really talking either. So I think there's a lot of truth to this. I don't know why you'd want to shield yourself from this kind of money. I mean, you know, admitting to it. I mean, it's going to get out. You know, Jacob, these things are going to get out. They are not going to be able to be kept secret. That's just the way this is going to be, particularly if a company – and particularly if it's a publicly traded company who helps sponsors any of these kids or anything like that, you know, that's all basically knowledge that will go to shareholders and somebody's going to find out about it. Do I believe it? I do. And of course, the interesting rumor is that although this
kid, you believe he got $9.5 million?
I do, or close to it, because also in the rumor mill, if you dig deeply into the story that I sent you, the University of Florida offered this kid $11 million. I mean, $11 million.
Well, so, yeah. So the report is he took less money to go to Miami, but
that's
it was
right.
Still,
yeah.
that big. I just like people that have the kind of money to do these things have that kind of money typically because they're really savvy business people.
Right.
And you can't at some point commit $50 million a year to football players and it's just not sustainable. So that's, you know, sometimes I'm like, it doesn't add up really well on the surface. So, you know, I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. They could pay him $50 million if that's what somebody thinks he's worth. It doesn't bother me one bit. I just don't know how much I believe some of these stories. I think that, and the reason I think it is because I hear it a lot, not even in what's reported, just in like, you know, people chewing the fat on what they're hearing, you know, X, Y, and Z is putting out to players and all this stuff. I don't know. I guess until I see the checks, I'm skeptical that the amounts get that big right now. But again, if they do, then that's the, you know, that's what the market's telling you these guys are worth. But even if they do, that's not sustainable. It won't stay that high because I don't know, you know, I don't know where they're never going to be able to return that much money back out of their investment. And as much as people, Paul, you and I love sports as much as the next guy. You know, we ain't going to go start writing checks to try and make our teams better just solely based on that.
Well, but there are people with crazy money. And that's what we're talking about to a certain extent is a man with crazy money. Now, crazy money is something that you and I can't even comprehend. But, yeah, crazy money does things to people. And, you know, and let's face it, there are a few things in life more emotional, more meaningful than one's alma mater. There's no question that for this man, the University of Miami is very important. I mean, I'm talking to this booster. University of Miami holds something special in his heart, in his life. It may have formed the person that he is today. It may have been why he is who he is today. We don't know. But your school, can be that meaningful to many people. I mean, why do you leave $20 million for your school's med program? Because it's important to you. That's why. And what's the difference between this guy investing in the athlete at your school and giving, let's say, instead of giving $9.5 million to this potential great Miami football player, what's the difference between giving that to that kid or giving it to the business school where you graduated from? Well, in his mind, there's no difference. You're helping your university. That's what you're doing. So, you know, it's an emotional thing. And where there's emotions involved, Jacob, a lot of time it's hard to figure this out. It's hard to figure out where emotions are. So, do I believe it? Yeah, I believe it. I do believe it. I'm not saying that it's not happening.
Okay.
Now, does it change? Is it guaranteed? I don't know. And until we see these contracts or we're privy to what's in some of these contracts and how it's paid out, how the money comes, how it's earned, what's going on, how much is guaranteed, then we won't know. But we know that the money is real, and we know that a lot of kids are making decisions based upon what's going on. Now, is the money real? Yeah, it's real because we know it's happening right here in our area. We're seeing this money, you know, infused into this city, for instance. And it's going to be real money. And I don't know if the money's coming yet. I doubt if it is right now while kids are still in high school. But, yeah, this is a real deal. It's real money. And it's real. It's real in terms of what it's going to do to the world of sports and what it's already doing. I believe it, though. And I believe Archie Manning probably was in the 8 to 9 range as well. That would be my guess. I believe that's probably what it took. Arch Manning. Sorry about that. Arch Manning. And I believe that the money is real. And you look at the University of Texas. What kind of investment was it to spend enough money, whatever it was, to get Arch Manning? It appears to me it's a pretty darn good investment when it comes to their latest recruiting class. That's my opinion on that. They are knocking it dead in the world of recruiting right now in the state of Texas.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. It's going to have a ripple effect, don't you think?
Oh,
getting Arch Manning already down
has.
There.
We're talking about a week. We're talking about he basically signed a week, maybe 10 days ago, somewhere in that area. And the ripple effect has been noticeable. It has been palpable with regards to what is happening at the University of Texas with regards to recruits. They're getting the finest football players in the state of Texas, offensive linemen, receivers. They are getting these kids, and in some cases, defensive players as well. But they are knocking it dead the way they haven't for a while, the way they haven't for a good number of years.
We've talked about it because of the conference shakeup. Texas generates more money than any university in the country. So the fact that they could be the biggest player in NIL does make sense. And you also have a desperate fan base, right?
Desperate is the right word.
Yeah, and just so much money. So yeah, Texas could become a big player. I haven't asked you this, Paul. I'm curious here because I know what's ultimately going to happen to me. As annoyed as I am with everybody at Texas and Oklahoma not being in the Big 12 and everything else, if we get to the point when the dust settles and they're playing games, I know what's going to happen. I'll start rooting for Texas and Oklahoma in every SEC game that they play. Do you think you'll fall in that camp, or will you still be bitter that, you know, they left the Big 12 and whatever, we're picking up the pieces on this end? Or will you remember that they were a part of the Big 12 and say, go stick it to the man in the SEC? What do you think about that?
You know, I love the state of Kansas. I love the football that we play in the state of Kansas, but I also love the state of Texas and the football they play in Texas. I've got great friends that still live in the state of Texas, still alive and having fun and everything else in the state of Texas. And I love Texas football. I want Texas football to be the number one state in the country when it comes to football, other than Kansas, obviously. But, yeah, I'm going to root for Texas. I don't know that I can say I'm going to root for Oklahoma. I'm sorry. I'm not sure that I can say that. But it comes to the Texas Longhorns and how they do in the SEC. They're my team. They're my new team in the SEC. That's who I want. Because I don't know that I had a team in the SEC that I rooted for. I don't have that team that I really had any passion about in the SEC. I'm rooting for Texas right now, I can tell you right now. But part of that is based upon the fact that I want the state of Texas to be great again. I want it to be like it was back in the days when Texas and Arkansas were duking it out for national championships. And I think those were days that you may not even have been born yet, Jacob. But that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Texas to be all that it can be in the world of college football, because, boy, there's a lot of great football. And people around here, we think we go to a high school game and it's pretty cool and there's a lot of people there. You ain't seen nothing that happens in the state of Texas when it comes to high school football. I challenge you, if you're ever out and about in West Texas, stop by and attend a game that's being played by either Odessa Permian or Midland High School. Go to one of those games at that stadium. You'll feel like you're at a K-State game is what you're going to feel like. But I'm all for Texas football. It's really something special. I will root for Texas in the SEC, and I hope they win year after year after year. And that's just because all that's going to do is help Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech. That's all it's going to do. It's going to help Houston. It's all it's going to do is help the Big 12 schools in that state. So there you go. Yes, I'm rooting for Texas.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I am too. What about Oklahoma?
No. I kind of hope they lose every game. Okay. Well, by the way, Lincoln Riley is part of that too. Lincoln Riley is part of that. He's a chicken. He doesn't want to go to the SEC.
He's not at Oklahoma anymore.
Well, I know that. But the fact that he didn't stay kind of...
With the Kansas guy, Brent Venables there, you're not going to root for the Sooners at all?
I mean, I like Brent Venables, and I know him, and I can't really say he's a friend, but I mean, I certainly know him and have run had numerous run-ins with him, good ones, I mean, you know, where you're in the same room with him and he's a good guy. But no, you know, I just can't root for Oklahoma. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do it. I can't do it. Besides that, I wish Venables had taken the K-State job, if you want to get right down to it.
Yeah, I hear you on that. It's fine. I've never liked Oklahoma. I have liked them more in recent years as being the banner carrier for the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Now that they're not there, I don't know where I'll land on that. I can tell you this, though. I like them a whole lot more than I like the rest of the SEC. You know, outside of maybe what will be now A&M of Texas. Right?
Why don't you just mail in your Texas heritage? For guy's sakes, I can't believe I'm hearing these words come out of your mouth.
No. Listen, you're a listen. Texas what I'm kid, saying is, I would not rank them above Texas or Texas A&M in the SEC. That's not what I'm saying. I wouldn't, but I might put them third. I'm so sick of the SEC, Paul, and I've always thought of, you know, Oklahoma is a part of the region. You know, the region, and I think of Kansas this way too. Kansans probably don't, but I do. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, you know, Colorado, New Mexico, all kind of a part of the same region. I call it the Southwest. Kansas is probably more Midwest, so I think it's a little more fringe.
All right.
But certainly growing up, now looking back, Texas and Oklahoma are in the same boat. You think I'm going to root for Ole Miss over Oklahoma? I don't think that I am. I'm ready to stick it to the SEC. And if the old Big 12 team's doing it, and look, I get it. It'd be bitter at those teams. There's going to be a lot of people that laugh and laugh and laugh if they struggle in the SEC, and I understand that. I do. But when the dust settles, I'm going to root for those teams against what's been the SEC.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can do that yet. Maybe I'm not as mature as you. I think that might be the case. You're much.
Oh no! I think you're in the majority there.
Oh, do you think so?
I think you're in the majority. I think most people are going to. Oh, absolutely. I bet if we took 10 calls right now, 869-1240, at least 8 out of the 10 would say they'd love to see Oklahoma and Texas fail for leaving the Big 12. Would be my guess. I think I'm in the minority here.
Okay. Well, that might very well be the case, although I'm probably in the minority as well because I want Texas to do well. And I'm going to share something with you that I've never shared on air in all these years, and that is this, that when it comes to the SEC, you know who I always root for in the SEC? Vanderbilt. I want Vanderbilt.
They're no threat to anybody.
But I want them to win every game they play in football, basketball, baseball. I want Vanderbilt to beat everybody. And, of course, it never happens. But that's my loathing of the SEC. I mean, you know, that my favorite team would be the team that really doesn't have a prayer of doing anything in that conference. And why they're in that conference. Well, I guess we know why they're in that conference. Money, the prestige, and all the things that would go with that. Why is Vanderbilt in that conference? They should probably be in the AAC is where they probably should be. But, you know, and when it comes to recruiting, and we think that it's NIL-based, look at Cincinnati. Have you seen the stats on what the University of Cincinnati and in the future Big 12, have you seen what they're doing in recruiting? My gosh, according to numerous reports, they're knocking it dead in the world recruiting. Now, a lot has to do with the fact that they were in the championship round of the playoffs and that kind of thing, and they're very, very good. And they were very good both on both sides of the ball last year. I get that. But Cincinnati's knocking them dead. Knocking them dead in the world of recruiting. But so you know what? But it also
is Kansas State.
Well,
so is Kansas State.
Well, doing pretty good, aren't they? Not bad at all.
What's going to happen to that class, which I believe has creeped into the top 40 for the first time in a long time at Kansas State?
Yeah, they're usually.
How much higher is that going to go if they land Avery Johnson?
Yeah.
How much higher is that going to go if they land Avery Johnson? One of the elite 11 quarterbacks.
I believe that it would. I believe it would probably jump them up to around 25. And let's remember that you're right. Let's just fill in without being specific. K-State's usually anywhere from about 55 to about 70 is usually where they fall with regards to the recruiting list by number, by the best classes. K-State's usually, what, mid-50s to 70, Jacob? Is that a fair assessment? I think that's pretty close.
Yeah.
So this is a big step
They've never been successful based on recruiting.
Never. And that was sort of the hallmark.
Recruiting rankings.
Bingo.
They find diamond in the rough.
And that's what they do. And that's the beauty of Bill Snyder, wasn't it? That was sort of his legend. That's who he is. He takes players and coaches them up and makes players out of kids that are average at best, at least in the world of recruiting. That was always their MO. But now you're looking at K-State move into the 40s. That's something else, isn't it? And if he gets this Avery kid, he could jump into the 20s. I mean, this kid is
More. There's more on the table than just Avery. There's a couple of more, too.
That's right.
Dylan Edwards, the newest K-State recruit, has been sort of teasing that July is going to be a big month.
Right.
Another big month. And tweeting commitments coming all July.
Right.
It's going to be fun, man.
Oh, my.
It's going to be fun. I'm so excited for K-State fans. I really am. I love the fan base. I think it's going to be really cool. Keep it coming. Climbing and staff, keep it coming. 869-1240, the number to call. We've got some other things to get to, including on this day in sports history. We'll do that with Jad Chambers coming up here on the program. And we'll see what else is out there. Hall of Fame for basketball, including a couple of great State of Kansas legends. Paul's our resident Hall of Fame expert. We'll get to that and more on Sports Daily.
The EKFH Hotline is sponsored by Twin Peaks, east at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Taft.
Your phone call is welcome. 869-1240.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. All Brockton Savage. Looking forward to celebrating friends and family. Our Independence Day. Big day. Show off the red, white, and blue, Paul.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you and your family have a safe and joyous 4th of July, just like we hope all of our listeners. And just be safe. Be safe out there. Be smart when it comes to these fireworks, and have a great time. And the 4th of July is a great holiday. And by the way, can I just throw this out, too? I hope you don't mind. But if you're going to have a cookout, swing by HTO. That's your wife's place of business that has the best tea in Wichita. If you're going to serve something to drink with the barbecue, with the hamburgers, with the hot dogs, swing by and get some tea. By the way, Jacob, I tried something new. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I went by HTO last weekend. Went through the drive. I didn't go in. Should have gone in. I always enjoy going in, but I didn't go in. I just did the drive-through thing. I tried something I've never done in my entire life. I ordered tea without sweetener. Got the raspberry unsweetened. It was delicious. You know, it was just absolutely delicious. And I didn't have sweetener in it. Now I usually get the no-calorie sweeteners, whatever that is. But, I mean, I just said I'm going to try it regular because I've never done that. But with HTO, the tea was so good.
Yeah, I drink all unsweet.
Do you? Well, I'll tell you what.
I drink all in sweet, Paul.
I think I can too.
That's where it's at.
I think I can too. It was really that good. But the point is though that the HTO has been a part of my life, and I have certainly enjoyed it. And congratulations to you and your wife for having such a great business, building a new location out east that I predict will be wildly successful. But anyway, I just wanted to share that moment, and I knew you would be proud of me experimenting and doing things different out of my comfort zone. No sweetener in my tea. My gosh, what's this world coming to, Jad?
It's coming to a place of good health, Paul. But listen, she's got you covered whether you like it sweet or unsweet.
There you
All
go.
The flavors come sweet or unsweet.
Yeah, well,
that's where it's at.
I appreciate your wife's business, and it is so cool. H2O is so cool. And so good.
It is. Did you hear she's coming east? Have we talked about that?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. How's the construction coming?
A little closer to you. It's good. They're pushing dirt. We're underway. Here we go.
Well, they'll be hanging metal before too long, won't they?
That's right. Hall of Fame class, Paul. We got a basketball class, and it's one I think that people here really like. This is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool class for us around this part of the world.
Well, it is a special class, partly for the reason of the Kansas connection with two really, really, really great people that are going into this class, Lon Kruger and, of course, Roy Williams, both of them with tremendous Kansas ties. And I think that's so special. You know, nearly half the wins on Roy Williams' resume are from the University of Kansas. And, of course, Silver Lakes only own Lon Kruger, played at K-State, coached at K-State, of course coached at numerous other schools as well. Both those going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame, which I think is just tremendous. I think it's wonderful. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're so proud of these guys, and you're proud of that list of players that are going into that Hall of Fame. And by golly, they are great names with some other great names going in, and I just couldn't be prouder of those two guys. And it's great for the state of Kansas. Also going in is Jerry Krause, along with Richard Hamilton, Larry Miller, Frank Selvey, and Jimmy Walker of Providence. Boy, that's a nice class if you ask me. And Jerry Krause has been around in a lot of different places. But, boy, oh, boy, Jim Calhoun also going in with John Boeheim. Boy, it's just a great class, and that'll be in Kansas City in the month of November. We'll be inducted at a special ceremony. I think that's really cool. I'm very, very happy for the Kansas connection on this class of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Kruger, Williams, two guys that have coached other places, but – made a huge impact on the state of Kansas, for sure, and no doubt about that. So yeah, it's a good one. I was very pleased to see that class. All right, Paul, you asked for it, and we got Jad here. So there's been a Hockey Hall of Fame. Now I'll defer to you two because I don't know anything about the Hockey Hall of Fame. Where is the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Where is the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jad?
I've never been there, and I haven't ever looked it up. I know. It's something I don't know.
I did not intend to stump anybody.
Well, I didn't either.
It's in Toronto.
Well, you know, when you and I talked about this topic, I said, I got to get Jad because I really don't – I'm not familiar with hockey. It's not a strong suit, but and I wasn't really familiar with very many of the inductees going in. And so I said, Jad, if we talk about it, would you mind coming on and helping us out? And I have Jad right here. And Jad, your impressions of this Hockey Hall of Fame, who's going in, what's the highlights, what are we talking about when it comes to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Well, Henrik and Daniel Sedin,
brothers
going in, that's definitely going to be big. They had pretty big careers. They played together. Really good stuff from the two of them. Of course, Alfredson getting in, Daniel Alfredson, Ottawa Senators for so many years. That's going to be a big one. Probably my favorite, though, just because I'm a goaltender guy, Roberto Luongo getting in. playing for so many years and having all the success that he had with several different teams, actually, Islanders, Panthers, Canucks. He played in Vancouver. So, yeah, Roberto Luongo, really good year. Some of the others weren't necessarily familiar to me. I kind of had to look them up, and so they wouldn't really be familiar to even hockey guys. Yeah. But Riikka Salonen, Finnish female hockey player that she's getting in. And there's another name on there, Herb Carnegie. He's getting in. He was a guy that just missed out on breaking the color barrier, just missed out on being the first black player in the NHL. So a really great player in his own right. And so that's the... Those are the inductees this year.
That sounds like a great class.
I'm not familiar with a lot of those guys, and some of them I've never heard of. By the way, Jacob, the Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
So did not.
Jacob said that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so anyway, congratulations to those guys. That's big news if you're a hockey fan. But I thought it was worthy of covering it, if nothing else, just to placate Jed so he doesn't hurt me on a break or something.
Yeah.
The hockey. All right, well, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Get this ship back in the right waters.
There
here.
You go. There you go.
The other, another sport that we don't normally spend a ton of time on, but it's, you know, in the headlines right now. And again, congratulations to the Avalanche. I'm poking fun here. Bruce out covering a Stanley Cup parade. Awesome stuff in the hockey world. Hockey Hall of Fame, okay. It's great, great. I'm more interested in that Stanley Cup. What I'm also interested in, Paul, you're bringing up, you're throwing Wimbledon topics at me. Now, I make no but, like, my attention to things is far more limited than it used to be. Wimbledon, Serena's out. Paul, you're on the clock here for a Wimbledon breakdown. Because I get the impression you are paying attention to Wimbledon and that you're pretty into it. I'm not. So catch me up here real quick.
Well, I think the big thing is Novak Djokovic rolling to a third round win at Wimbledon. Remember, this is the guy that refused to get the vaccines, was denied entry into the country of Australia for the Australian Open. So this is more than likely he will not be able to travel anywhere else with regards to any of the big tournaments. And so this might be it for probably the next year with regards to being able to travel, not being vaccinated. And Novak Djokovic is really, this is his tournament. And I find that fascinating. He's playing for all those who, you know, feel that, you know, getting a vaccination is a personal choice and his right not to do if he wants to. So this is a fascinating thing. Andy Murray upset last night, number four seed. I think the number four seed. So we're at a point right now where, at least as the way I see this entire tournament, with Serena being knocked out, which was an interesting story in itself in the first round, I think there's numerous women that can have a run, of which I'm not that familiar with them. But the obvious story to me for this entire Wimbledon would be Novak Djokovic. That's who I think this whole story and all of Wimbledon at right now, and I'm paying attention to this man and what he does at this tournament. That's where I think we're at. Just a quick 30-second summation, and that was all I got for you. What do you think?
I think it's fine because I got nothing. I got nothing. I haven't watched a second of Wimbledon.
Well,
one
third,
second.
Third.
I don't know
Casper
when the last time I really locked in.
Oh, okay. You didn't lock into the Serena deal?
Katie Swan was out there. No, I mean, I'm interested in the storylines. I don't watch the tennis, especially when there's a time difference. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that I just don't watch a lot of tennis anymore. Serena Williams, one of the greatest athletes of all time. But no, you know, other than that fact, I haven't watched a ton. Okay. But that's it. That's okay. Each his own. I'm locked into football. Paul, so at the Elite, there's a video going around right now. At the Elite 11 camp, they're calling Avery Johnson K-State. How excited are you? I mean, one, his decision's coming on July 5th. But tell me, Paul, because you've been around it even longer than I have, has there been a more exciting prospect potentially on the hook for K-State that you can remember, that you can recall?
Well, no, not off the top of my head, not for around here. I mean, we're talking about one of the elite quarterbacks in the nation at this point. We're talking about a guy that has had offers from nearly half the Big Ten schools, nearly all the Big 12 schools, numerous SEC, and about half the Pac-12 came to Wichita, Kansas to recruit this kid out of Mays High School. So, no, this is one of those big deals. And if he does, as we think, sign with Kansas State, boy, oh boy, that's going to jump them up. And like I said, that could catapult the Cats into the top 20, at least, you know, the top 25, top, you know, maybe 28, 29. It's going to be amazing. But to think that they sign a quarterback and a running back out of the Wichita area, as good as the kid out of Derby and as good as the kid out of Mays will be, that's really something special. And boy, oh boy, what a great job of recruiting Kansas State has done. And I think they've done it with not near the financial power that some schools are playing around with in terms of NIL. They're getting these kids without...
Paul, what did I tell you would happen? What did I tell you would happen?
I didn't believe it, though. I'm starting to believe it.
When this all came,
you were right, I
told you that this would benefit. Everyone was afraid there would be a further funnel of power to the haves right now.
I was one of those.
And my belief has always been this will even the playing field because there's only so many spots. And you know, there's this many great athletes no matter where they go. And now there's a chance for some of the ones that might go somewhere and be stuck in a logjam to go earn and actually get playing time somewhere else. I hope this is a trend. I hope, and I think it is. I've always thought that. But it's a brave new world, and I think teams like Kansas State can really benefit from it, as they are in this first class. They've had an opportunity to benefit from it. 869-1240, June 30th. One more day, last day of the month. Jad will take us through this day in sports history when we return on Sports Daily. All right. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, Jad Chambers with you on a Thursday here of Sports Daily. About this time each day, we take you through sports history. Jad Chambers, on this day, what have you got for us for June 30th?
Well, we're going to start out quite a ways back, all the way back to 1908. Cy Young's third career hitter, no-hitter, is an 8-0 Boston win over New York, almost duplicating his perfect game of 1904, walking just one batter, leadoff hitter Harry Niles. Niles is then caught stealing, and the next 26 batters out.
Wow, that's good stuff.
So yeah, that's interesting. I suppose if you're going to get a no-hitter, might want to pick off that other guy.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Probably a better way to win a game.
Yeah.
1912 on this day. Game 2 of a doubleheader in St. Louis. Joe Jackson ties the Major League record. He hits 3 triples in a game.
Wow, Joe Jackson.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty good stuff.
So there you go. Yeah. Joe Jackson, 3 triples on this day in 1912.
That seems more unlikely than, you know, that seems more unlikely than the 4 home run game to me.
Yeah,
have to look that up. 3 triples in a game. That's tough.
Well, they say the triple, like if you're going to bat for the cycle, the triple is the toughest of all of them. And
that's the hardest leg.
That's the hardest one to get.
Yep.
So, yeah, it would be. That's just, well, and again, it ties a record there. 1959 on this day. This is a weird one. Unfortunately, it's slightly long, too, but it's a weird one. 4th inning.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Wrigley Field. 4th inning, 2 balls put into play at once. On a 3-1 count, Bob Anderson's pitch to Stan Musial Wild bounces back to the screen. Catcher ignores the ball, assuming that it went off of Musial's bat. But the Cubs' third baseman rushes in to retrieve the ball. The bat boy fields it, tosses the ball to the field announcer. Third baseman retrieves it from the field announcer. Meanwhile, home plate umpire has thrown a second ball back to the pitcher, back to Anderson. Musial gets to first with what he thinks is ball four, takes off for second base. Going for two. Simultaneously, the third baseman and the pitcher fire to second to try and get it.
Oh, gosh. I have never heard this story, and I love it.
Okay, the pitcher's throw goes into center field, but the other one catches a sliding Musial out, tagged out at second. Stan Musial ignores the tag, runs to third base.
Why not?
Yeah, just keeps going, ignores the tag, gets to third base. So here's what they call it all.
All right.
Home plate umpire rules Musial out at second. One of the other umpires says that Stan is safe at first base.
That's the right call. Don't you think, Jacob? Safe at first. Does that sound like the right way?
So he's got to go back, right?
To first, because that would have been the efforts and the ending of the first ball pitched that got picked up by the ball boy. I'm just analyzing this. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that's the right call.
Well, both managers.
I guess I do too.
Both managers played the game under protest, but the Cardinals dropped their protest. They won it 4-1,
well,
so they dropped their protest.
Well, of course
they did. Yeah.
Yeah, and the National League fired the umpire at the end of the season.
You think?
Or at least didn't invite him back, that worked out.
That's one of the best ones you've ever come up with. Thank you, Jed. That was great.
It's just a strange one. On this day in 1962, the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-0 in Los Angeles. The first of four career no-hitters for Sandy Koufax.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I kind of like that one, too. Let's skip ahead to on this day in 1985, Heisman Trophy winner Bo Jackson, professional baseball debut with the Memphis Chicks, the AA Southern League, 1-for-4, 2 strikeouts.
Ah, beautiful.
There we go.
I remember it. I can remember that, yeah.
And on this day in 2013, relevant to today, in the NHL draft, Halifax Moosehead center Nathan MacKinnon is the first pick by the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh,
and MacKinnon just won himself a Stanley Cup.
A former Moosehead.
Former Halifax Moosehead, yep.
Man, I wish we were the Baylor Mooseheads. I would like that a whole lot better.
You would enjoy the Mooseheads,
I would.
I see. Also, happy birthday, Mitch Richmond.
There you go, another Kansas connection. Beautiful.
Yep. K-State basketball, great. Born on this day in 1965.
Love Mitch Richmond.
Oh, gosh,
there
he
was
good. You bet he was.
And that's all we have for
awesome
OCD.
Player. All right. Thank you, Jad. Before we go, let's pop up a 4-pack of tickets to Win Surge Games. They're vouchers. You can go to the game of your choice. Let's take the second caller in the break here as we go into our final segment. 4-pack of tickets to the Win Surge Game, 869-1240. Caller number 2. We'll be right back.
The KFH Hotline is sponsored by Twin Peaks, east at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Taft.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.